Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dozens of horse trainers conduct bird hunting field trials at a private Florida equestrian camp near Ernest Jett's property. Jett walks out of the woods firing more than 60 shots at the riders. One person was hit in the leg. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, police say the shooter lived on land adjacent to the event property. At some point the day before the shooting, Jett visited the camp complaining about the riders. Witnesses say at least four or five horse trailers were bullet ridden. Some of them had children asleep inside. Luckily, no one was killed and the animals uninjured. Ernest Jett Jr., the suspect, crossed state lines into Alabama and didn't have the weapon with him when he was arrested. However, a canine tracking unit located the weapon. Jett is now awaiting extradition back to Florida.
Ernest Jett Jr., 47, now facing second-degree attempted murder and felony weapons charges. Kansas cops try to pull over a Hyundai Elantra for traffic violations, but the driver, Harry Redeker, runs. Redeker takes a sharp right turn, loses control, and crashes into a utility pole. Redeker's passenger, Lindsay Garman, severely injured. She later dies at the hospital.
Redeker of Wichita apparently ran from the police due to a parole violation that led to an outstanding felony warrant for Redeker in Kansas. The 22-year-old tried to turn onto a side road off a busy street when his car left the roadway and crashed into the utility pole. Both Redeker and Garman were rushed to the hospital for their injuries. The latter, a 38-year-old mother, did not survive.
Redeker, 22, now facing a long list of charges, including first-degree murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Massachusetts woman used exercise bands to strangle her three children in the family home in a well-planned assault while her husband was out for about 20 minutes picking up medicine at a pharmacy and takeout. At her arraignment on Tuesday, not guilty pleas were entered on behalf of 32-year-old Lindsay Clancy to charges including two counts of murder, three counts of strangulation, and three counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Clancy, with a surgical mask over her face, was arraigned in Plymouth District Court remotely from the hospital, where she is recovering from spinal injuries suffered when she jumped out the window of the home. Clancy's defense attorney says she'll likely never walk again. Judge John Caravan III did not set monetary bail or send her to jail, but ordered her to remain in the hospital until she's well enough to be moved to a rehabilitation facility. A federal judge has set an October trial for the man charged with killing his mother at sea during a 2016 fishing trip off the coast of New England, in what prosecutors say was a scheme to inherit millions of dollars. We hear more now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
29-year-old Nathan Carman of Vernon, Vermont, pleaded not guilty last year to fraud and first-degree murder and the death of his mother, Linda Carman, of Middletown, Connecticut. The 8-count indictment also says Carman shot and killed his wealthy grandfather, John Chakalos, at his home in Windsor, Connecticut in 2013, but does not charge him with murder in his death. U.S. District Court Judge Jeffrey Crawford set the trial for October 2nd in Rutland. A federal prosecutor says the government planned to include several different types of expert testimony, including testimony on marine survival and draft analysis.
Prosecutors plan to make those disclosures to the court by May 1st. An Oklahoma death row inmate convicted of raping and killing a University of Oklahoma dance student in 1996 is seeking to have his death sentence thrown out, alleging in a court filing that his late father is the actual killer. Attorneys for 44-year-old Anthony Sanchez asked the Court of Criminal Appeals for an evidentiary hearing, saying his convictions and sentences should be vacated. In their filing, attorneys allege that Sanchez's father, Thomas Glenn Sanchez, is the actual killer. Thomas Sanchez died last year. Two Indiana men have been charged with murder nearly a half century after a 17-year-old girl failed to return home from her job at a church camp and was found dead in a river. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Two 67-year-old men, Fred Bandy Jr. and John Wayne Lemon, were arrested on one count each of murder in the 1975 killing of Laurel Jean Mitchell. Bandy and Lemon were being held without bond at the Noble County Jail and were scheduled for initial court hearings. Online court documents did not list an attorney who could speak on behalf of either man. Smith declined to comment on the specific developments that led to the arrests more than 47 years after the killing, but said that, quote, "Science finally gave us the evidence we needed."
A probable cause affidavit says witnesses tied the men to Mitchell's killing and DNA evidence linked Bandy to the crime.
Natalie Broomer and her boyfriend argue on the way home from a Minnesota bar. Words turn into fists as the 36-year-old hits her boyfriend and spits in his face. Things are not any better when they get home. In the kitchen, she grabs a whole chicken she's defrosting and hits the man several times in the head. Cops report chicken residue still in the guy's hair when they arrive. Broomer now charged with domestic assault by frozen chicken. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.